Yes, it's a beautiful world. It's a beautiful world. Everything around us is an expression of the inexpressible. Everything you see is impressing upon our minds such sacredness. How are we to bring ourselves to worship? We bring ourselves to worship by rejoicing. By making a joyful sound. By exclaiming from the depth of our being the ecstasy within. There is an ecstasy in life. There is bliss. There is joy. But this joy that we experience in the solitude of our life must be expressed . How are we going to do it . Who's going to begin . When you find it, you feel that ecstasy that is within you, will make a joyful sound. That's how we worship. We are not to bow our heads down and keep crying and crying and crying. We are not to bow our heads down all the time and say, "Oh, how wretched a human being I am, I am, I am." We are not to do that. We are to raise our voices and make a joyful sound. You can play the guitar, take it and just play with it. And it will sound a joyful sound for you. If you don't have an instrument, you cannot play any music. The music is within you. Just open your mouth and sing. Just open the mouth, you know. And that sound that is within will come out. You see, because you have touched upon the silence of life. When silence touches upon silence, there is sound. Try it. When you feel that ecstasy within, you can experience it in the rainfall. And you can hear it in that motion of that car going by. You can experience that ecstasy in the fragrance of a flower, in the embrace of the beloved. It could be the embrace of the one you love, or the embrace of a child, the embrace between mother and daughter, father and son. Anything. A look, a glimpse here and there could take you into ecstasy. Mopping the floor, vacuuming, stirring your tea with a spoon could take you away for a moment, and ecstasy is experienced.